children, I honestly follow the Vedic injunctions by engaging in fruitive activities to enjoy life without sinful reactions. I have performed all kinds of yagyas, including the Deva Yagya, Rishi Yagya, Pitri Yagya, and Nri Yagya. Because these yagyas are called vratas, vows, I am known as a Griha Vrata. Unfortunately, you have given me great displeasure by misguiding my sons for no reason to the path of renunciation. This can be tolerated. This can be tolerated once. Prabhupada. Prajapati Daksha wanted to prove that he had been most tolerant in not having said anything when Narada Muni, for no reason, induced his 10,000 innocent sons to adopt the path of renunciation. Sometimes householders are accused of being Grihamedis. For Grihamedis are satisfied with family life without spiritual advancement. Grihastas, however, are different because although Grihastas live in household life with their sons, their wives and children, they are eager for spiritual advancement. Wanting to prove that he had been magnanimous to Narada Muni, Prajapati Daksha stressed that when Narada had misled his first sons, Daksha had taken no action. He had been kind and tolerant. He was aggrieved, however, because Narada Muni had misled his sons for a second time. Therefore, he wanted to prove that Narada Muni, although dressed like a sadhu, was not actually a sadhu. He himself, although a householder, was a greater sadhu than Narada Muni. Namaum Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Simada Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nityanamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavari Paskatyare Shatarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Yadveta Garatha Sivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Just one little second. Yes. Very interesting. The verse again. Yannastvam karma sandhanam sadunam grihamedinam kritavan asi durmarsham vipriyang tarvamashitam. Translation. Although, first of all, this is that you're not surprised. Yesterday we had a similar verse. This is Prajapati Daksha speaking, who is very much involved in fruitive or material activities to enjoy life. He is one of the Prajapatis, that is the creator of the population within this universe. These Prajapatis are taking care of so that the different species of life which we can observe are created and are properly placed within the different planetary systems. So he says, so he has a problem here, and he addresses this problem. The problem is that he had created many sons and wanted them to help him to populate the universe. However, Narada Muni, the great saint, had preached to them, and as a result of that, they had renounced family life altogether and became actually celibate monks. This was not at all in the interest of Prajapati Daksha, who therefore says to Narada Muni, although I live in household life with my wife and children, I honestly follow the Vedic injunctions by engaging in fruitive activities to enjoy life without sinful reactions. I have performed all kinds of yakyas, including the Deva Yakya, Rishi Yakya, Pitri Yakya, and Nri Yakya. Because these yakyas are called vratas, vows, I am known as a Griha Vrata. Unfortunately, you have given me great displeasure by misguiding my sons for no reason to the path of renunciation. This can be tolerated once, but not a second time. I want to read the text 43 also, because it just comes in this. You have made me lose my sons once, and now you have again done the same inauspicious thing. Therefore you are a rascal who does not know how to behave towards others. You may travel all over the universe, but I curse you to have no residence anywhere. Purport. Because Prajapati Daksha was a Grihamedi who wanted to remain in household life, he thought that if Narada Muni could not remain in one place but had to travel all over the world, that would be a great punishment for him. Actually, however, such a punishment is a boon for a preacher. A preacher is known as Parivrajakacharya, an acharya or teacher who always travels for the benefit of human society. Prajapati Daksha cursed Narada Muni by saying that although he had the facility to travel all over the universe, he would never be able to stay in one place. In the Parampara system from Narada Muni, I have also been cursed. Prabhupada says this, I'm sorry. Although I have many centers that would be suitable places of residence, I cannot stay anywhere, for I have been cursed by the parents of my young disciples. Since the Krishna consciousness movement was started, I have traveled all over the world 2 or 3 times a year. And although I am provided comfortable places to stay, wherever I go, I cannot stay anywhere for more than 3 days or a week. I do not mind this curse by the parents of my disciples, but now it is necessary that I stay in one place to finish another task, this translation of Srimad Bhagavatam. If my young disciples, especially those who have taken sannyas, take charge of traveling all over the world, it may be possible for me to transfer the curse of the parents to these young preachers. Then I may sit down conveniently in one place for the work of translation. Hare Krishna. So, this here is a conflict. The eternal conflict between those who are determined to stay in material life and those who are determined to help people leave material life. Prajapati Daksha had lost one set of sons to Narada Muni's preaching, but he thought, I don't say anything after all. He is elevated personality. But then, after he had lost his second set of sons, he just couldn't tolerate the pain any longer in his heart and therefore cursed Narada Muni. He thought he cursed Narada Muni, but this curse, as we hear, is actually a benefit. The same type of curse happened in Mahaprabhu's time when a Brahmana who was not allowed to participate in the chanting of the holy name, in the kirtan, the intimate kirtan of the Lord's associates in Shriva Sangam, when he was not allowed, he cursed Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I curse you that you will not be happy in household life. Now for an ordinary person, this is stragost. This is heavy. This is really the biggest thing this is the worst thing you can do to someone, to curse him not to become happy in household life. This is not for devotees, it is not, they understand, but non-devotees, this is really, associated with the worst dreams, like an evil witch coming to the young, happy family and cursing, throwing a bottle of water on the floor. You know these images in movies, and say, I curse you. And the young man goes, no, protect my wife, protect my children, protect our happy life. No, I curse you, young man. You will never be happy in family life. Oh, no. And, he falls on the floor and cries. And his beautiful wife is, almost trying to hang herself on the next tree, and the child, is, and so on. I think we all know these images. Now, for spiritual life, such a curse is not so bad. When Mahaprabhu heard how the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard how the Brahmana told him, you will not be happy in household life, he was very happy. He said, thank you very much. The Brahmana said, in Prabhupada's own life, this was also there. Srila Prabhupada was married with a wife which was not according to his liking. At that time there were arranged marriages, something which was done in the old Indian times, and these marriages were chosen according to astrological considerations. So Prabhupada was married with a wife which did not have actually the same goal as he had, and he wanted to actually marry a second wife, someone with whom he could talk, or and his father, Gomohan De, told him, my dear son, it is actually not in your best interest. It is in your best interest to marry a second time. Please, my dear son, consider, if you are not overly attracted to your wife, this is very good for spiritual development. He said like this. And it was Prabhupada's grihastha life was not a happy one. There were many accidents, like his wife sold his Bhagavatam or gave his Bhagavatam away. Now, at that time, a Bhagavatam was not, like you can just get a second volume with no problem. was not so, you know, book publishing, especially of spiritual literature, was not in such there were not so many books like this. It was his own personal Bhagavatam, to which he had like a personal relationship. That was so. And yes, whenever Srila Prabhupada invited devotees to stay at the house, his wife didn't actually like it so much. His wife felt, yes, it's all right to have a little worship of God, but if you have these heavy sadhus all the time, it's just too much. They are so strenuous. They have such outlook towards life, which I can't really appreciate so much. Too spiritual. But Prabhupada, he said he was thankful to his father in retrospect to not have such a happy household life, because that prepared him for his actual mission, the mission to follow the order of his spiritual master. That made that point quite easy. I think it is clear to all of us, if we become totally entangled in something, then it's very difficult to have any other plan. So on. So, to make the thing short, Narada Muni was actually happy. He could only stay for 3 minutes at one place. Now, Narada Muni's 3 minutes are longer than an ordinary person's 3 minutes. This has to be understood. And once Narada Muni, but once Narada Muni wanted to write a book, and you need more than 3 minutes to do that. So he approached Krishna and said, I want to glorify you with a very important book, the Narada Bhakti Sutras. I will want to do that. Can you somehow, you know, when I'm always traveling, I can't write this book. Can you somehow arrange it? And Krishna said, yes, no problem. You can stay in Vrindavan. There is a place near Govardhan, Narad Sarova, it's called, where Narada Muni stayed for longer, and he wrote transcendental literature. You might ask, what is this with a curse of 3 minutes? Well, time in Vrindavan is something else. It is totally absent, actually. So he stayed for a long time, wrote his very nice Narada Bhakti Sutras there. This is one, I'm just following Prabhupada's purport. Now I want to actually make a different point. Did you notice when reading these texts or hearing these texts how Maharaj Daksha was so totally convinced that he was right and Narada Muni was wrong? Isn't it? It's almost, we always feel like, what? He says Narada Muni is not a saint and he is a great saint. How is it possible that he has such a strong conviction of his own qualities? Now, there is a very interesting verse here which I would really present to you, which makes this subject clear, because also in our own lives we often experience how all of a sudden we become totally convinced of something. It's very difficult for others to convince us of a different thing. Have you made this experience in your own life? Huh? Now I have to do this. Or now I think this. When you study philosophy, you are very, you can be very surprised to see that there are different philosophers who are totally convinced of their own philosophy and who put it forward with great vehemence. This is here explained in this verse. Let me offer my why this is so. Let me offer my respectful obeisances unto the all-pervading Supreme Personality of Godhead, who possesses unlimited transcendental qualities, acting from within the cause of the hearts of all philosophers who propagate various views. He causes them to forget their own souls while sometimes agreeing and sometimes disagreeing among themselves. Thus he creates within this material world a situation in which they are unable to come to a conclusion. I offer my obeisances unto him. Now this is the Lord in the heart. He gives us what we desire. He gives us the understanding in life so that we can function in a particular way. The Marxist becomes totally convinced that the capitalists are the real enemies of the development of the world. The capitalists become totally convinced that all the mistakes which happen in this world are due to the communistic element. There's a devotee maybe who becomes totally convinced that he or she should do one particular activity, go to a particular place. And there's another one who becomes totally convinced of a totally different thing. There's someone who becomes totally and so on and so forth. How is this possible? This is possible because the Lord in the heart sees what you want, and then he makes your conviction strong. If you do not have a strong conviction, you cannot act. That conviction is given to you by the Supreme Lord within the heart. And the same Lord within the heart, sometimes, when you do want to be in Maya, gives you the opportunity to stay in Maya and to see things according to your Maya perspective. This is a very amazing thing which I want to tell you by explaining you a little Leela, which I personally like very much, and I benefited very much in my spiritual life, so I would like to share it with you. Once, Narada Muni came to Sri Krishna and asked him, please show me your illusory potency. The Lord said, why do you want to see Maya? No, said Narada Muni, just show it to me once. I need to understand it. I'm a preacher. All right, said Krishna. And they continued walking. They walked, and they came into a desert. Then the Lord said to Narada Muni, can you please give me a glass of water? I'm very thirsty. Sorry. Good, said Narada Muni. You just stay here. I will go and get you the glass of water. So he walked and walked and walked. It was a long way. They were in the desert. Then he saw a village in the horizon. He went there. He knocked at three doors, but no one opened. That was strange for him. Then he went to the fourth house, and there he knocked, and a beautiful lady opened the door. What can I do for you? I want a glass of water. I have someone which I want to, he's very thirsty. Good, I can supply you with a glass of water, but please first come in my house. So he obliged. Hat das getan. And sat down, and then Narada Muni, then the woman started to talk to him. They talked for a long time. And then, all of a sudden, the door opened, and a very strong man came inside. "Oh," he said, "do you know what?" "No," said Narada. "You are the ideal husband for my wife, for my daughter." "Sorry, daughter." "No," said Narada Muni, "I'm a brahmachari." "No, no, this is foretold in the old histories of the village that you would come, a foreigner would come and would marry my daughter. It's in the horoscope, the prophecy." "Really?" said Narada Muni. "It's in my horoscope?" Yeah. 100%. It is all arranged." "All right. If it's arranged, it must be the plan of the Lord." And he became totally convinced. And he married. He had two sons. I don't know if it was sons or daughters. Two children. And when the elderly man, who was the father of the wife, died, he was made the chief of the village. Became very many responsibilities. Then one day it started to rain. It didn't stop to rain. It rained and rained and rained until the river became very violent and flushed away some of the houses. And the river, you know, became stronger, bigger. Finally, Narada Muni and his family, they just thought, "Woo!" They ran into a boat, nearby boat, and they wanted to escape the flood. But the flood was growing, and the waves were growing. Finally, one wave came and just flushed away, also wegspülte, the wife of Narada Muni. Tried to capture her, but she was gone. Then one son was flushed away. Then another son, or daughter, was flushed away. Finally, a bigger wave came, and it just toppled the boat. This boat umgekehrt. And Narada Muni fell in the river. "No, no, I don't want to die. I'm so young. Life has not even started." You know, but he was starting to drown, and he lost his consciousness. When he opened his eyes, he saw Krishna, who smiled at him and who asked, "Where is my glass of water? You went to get a glass of water. Where is it?" "I'm thirsty." This is such a nice story. Just like Narada Muni, we all have the order to bring a glass of water. That is to do some slujba, I'm sorry, some service for the Lord. Slujba, right? Slujbo. Aje. It's something like that. we have to do some, please. But you are from Bosnia. That's the same? Good. So it's slujbo. All right, yes. Service, it's service. That's the point. So the service, that service, if we concentrate on the service, we won't be in Maya. But if we forget, like in this Leela, Narada Muni forgot, troubles after troubles came. Everything became so troublesome. You know, what a tragedy. Imagine, Marana Manohara, you are sitting in the boat on the river and then your family gets splashed away. This is very dramatic. We don't know. But when you are married, you know. It's a very, very traumatic experience, shock. So, but this happens, the point is not marriage or not marriage, the point is service. As soon as we forget this perspective, then there are so many things which can happen to us, which can drift us and drag us away from our connection to the Lord. Just like Narada Muni, he became a dreamer in a dream. He was a dreamer in a dream. Gurgopal, geh doch mal nach oben. Ich habe da irgendwo meine Verse. Ich will meine Poesie vorlesen. Ich weiß nicht mehr. Irgendwo in dem Papier. Wust. Ich glaube, entweder auf dem Tisch oder unter dem Bild von Rupa Goswami. Mach einen kurzen Versuch. Wenn du nach 5 Minuten nichts gefunden hast, dann rezitiere ich es aus der Erinnerung. Dreamer in a dream. We are like this, dreamer in a dream, if we do not remember. Service, service, service we have to do. This is very important. And you know, we become so convinced of our own individual dream. It's a Lord in the heart who sees we want, like Narada Muni wanted. There were some desires. It's the Lord in the heart who sees our desires, and then he fulfills them in a dream-like state of material existence. In the secret understanding of all the Vedas, there's a verse like this in the fourth canto, The secret understanding of all the Vedas is that whatever happens in the past, whatever happens within time, that is the past, the present, and the future, is a dream only. You might... No, I'm feeling the pain. Cannot be a dream. Well, it's a dream in this sense that material life is temporary, but that we are eternal part and parcels of Krishna, and our real life is with Krishna. This material existence flashes by very, very fast. And we should start with our eternal activities, our spiritual activities. So this is what I wanted to lecture about this morning. I hope it was helpful for all of you. Do you have any question regarding this point? It's okay. Did it really happen? Some vision, so to say. Yeah. Yeah. Can he be married and have children yet? In my understanding, it was like a dream which flashed by. Because remember, he woke up and Krishna was right next to him. This is my understanding of it. But the material world, therefore I put the verse, quoted the verse from the fourth canto, is something like a dream. So it does not really matter if it was a vision or not a vision. Think of your own life back. Your own life before you were a devotee, please, everyone. How do you relate to this? Isn't it like a dream? There is no consequence really for the life. It's very clear for me in my own life, I did so many things. I was so creative. But where is it all? It's gone. Even I do have some impressions still of my life, material life, in my heart. But it's like a dream. It's like dark. When I think of my life before I came to Krishna consciousness, it's lost in the past. It's like a dark period of the moon. Yeah, here come the... Can I read you my poem, Dream and the Dream? Yeah? Yeah. Two dreams, dreamer and the dream, goes like this. Spirit soul, you live in this present body like a dreamer in a dream. Eternal useful soul, you don't actually belong to this body. Soon the body will die and will be thrown on the funeral pyre. But you don't grow old or die with the demise of the bodily frame. Try to realize this before it is too late. Break the subtle connection which is fixed by false ego. This is your only work now. Then I have another. It's similar. You will like it also. Spirit soul, you live in this present body as a dreamer in a dream. Why have you forgotten yourself? It's much better than the first one. Eternal, full of bliss. You actually don't belong to this world. Soon the body will die and be thrown on the funeral pyre. No connection to the dream anymore. And you will go on. Therefore, don't sit with your beat back, staring back in your past life. And it's for the, this is called japa. Please open your ears now. Don't you hear? Krishna is calling. Go to him. That is your main duty now. This is much better, isn't it? This is more written for devotees. This is more written for conditioned souls. I mean for... Why do you sit there staring back in your past life? So good. Gut, noch da war Lalita. Let me repeat. Why is Krishna not protecting his devotees from these desires, and why is he giving them a conviction? Yeah, we get a conviction. Yeah. I'm just reading a very nice part in the Bhagavatam where this is explained. Narada Muni, Dhruva Maharaj, he had a desire, he was very, very convinced. Even Narada Muni could not deconvince him or convince him of the opposite. Why? Does Krishna not protect his devotee? Well, in the purport, Prabhupada says, if a devotee wants material things, then there are two possibilities. One is that Krishna takes away these material things, and the other is that Krishna fulfills the material things. And it really depends on your state of consciousness. It is said the chanting of Hare Krishna can fulfill material desires. Do you know? This is explained. When you chant Hare Krishna and you have a desire, gets fulfilled. But if you are a very dear devotee, that means someone who really has a good heart, who wants really Krishna, but who cannot help himself from the material desire, then Krishna takes everything away from you. Doesn't leave you with a conviction. Then there may be even a little conviction, but it dies. It's a dying conviction. That's the very special milast of Krishna. I'm sorry, when you talk as a lecturer, you know that some devotees go like this is Krishna's very, very big mercy. But if you are a little bit more attached, then Krishna goes the other way, then he fulfills everything. So it depends on the devotee, Lalita. But if we want these material desires to be fulfilled, we won't get the pure thing, we won't get the bhakti. I remember in my own life, I just had one desire, wanted to go to India. India, India, India. Only India. Sachinandan, there are other things also. No, India, India. Can I go to India? No, yes. And, okay, go to India. But I was there in Vrindavan and all these places, but somehow I didn't get the real taste of the Holy Dham. I was there and was not there at the same time. Another question. Another question. There are these verses in Chaitanya Charitamrita where Krishna says, oh, my devotee wants this, he is inexperienced. You know, something which is... But I am not experienced. I know how it goes. Therefore, I don't fulfill desires which implicate a devotee more and more. Yes. But there's the other way, and we have seen this. There's a large percentage of devotees who are entangled. Your Guru Maharaj has said, then it means you must be protected by Krishna. Then be happy. But there are many times desires which are fulfilled. Because the devotee is just so strongly convinced. I must have it. I think most devotees here in the room are not so strong convinced, so therefore Krishna protects them. See, I didn't just quote only the CC verses, because there are other points also to be considered. Why otherwise you would see devotees leaving the movement and opening up things, businesses, and getting entangled, and so on and so forth. Their desires are fulfilled. Therefore, let us come into a safe position by bringing the glass of water. As long as we bring the glass of water again and again and again to Krishna, then we will be protected from this. There is the experiment goes like this. don't bring the glass of water any longer. Stop serving it. You will see what happens with you. You're no longer protected. The desires are going. Every day we have to do this service. Yes, I was in a room of a devotee yesterday, and I saw how he had planned every half an hour. You know, everything was there. It's very good. We have to do this. What is your service which you will do today? Huh? What is your glass of water which you will bring today? To think about this. In the morning. If you don't make a plan, then whoop, the day is gone. And especially a Heidelberg day. The Heidelberg days, there's something mystical with the Heidelberg days. They are passing like the storm, isn't it? Have you noticed? I mean, I already know, you know. This is my, you know, the evening will be in 1 minute. We will be in the evening. This is the experience. And if I'm not really concentrated to really today, there's this much of mail and then so many small things. The whole room looks like a mess because there are so many things to be done. I don't really do it concentrated. This morning I will just put the telephone away. That's the greatest disturbance. Just disconnected for the morning, and you know, one knows, otherwise one doesn't get anything done. So let us end here because we want to get something done. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sisi Gaura Nitai ki jai, Gaura Premanandi Hare Bol.